This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Really glad you're here. It's the spring of the year, and we are in a heart preparation time, looking forward to Resurrection Sunday, the event in the history of the born-again believer when we point to the power that God gave to our lives to bring us from death to life, from darkness to light, with the resurrection of our Lord, His Son, Jesus Christ. And on the church calendar, this time is referred to as Easter. I love the expression resurrection morning, resurrection day, because it is. Isn't that what it is? That's the excitement. That's the power, the glory, all of that. So this is the season. And for Christians, as we celebrate this time, we just see the spiritual wealth that comes. It's a package, you know, including a time we call Lent, which is heart prep for the event that we're talking about today, followed by, and this is especially, this is amazing this year. It's very compact on our Gregorian calendar. There's an 11-day period when all of this takes place. It is the season of Lent, followed by Palm Sunday, or right there with Lent, Palm Sunday, which is the second day of the month of April, and then just 3 days later, on the 5th of April, the Jewish Passover begins. Of course, that is the eight-day celebration of the liberation of the Jewish people from ancient Egypt, and it's important for Christians in Bible terms and in terms of our Jewish roots. More to say about that later. Next, 2 days later, April 7, Good Friday, and then most importantly, April 10th, Resurrection Sunday. And then there's a punctuation mark this year as that eight-day celebration of Passover I mentioned actually culminates just after resurrection morning on the 13th of April. So several days later. So again, an 11-day period of observances all taking place in 11 days. You know, there's something significant about that. It's all compacted together, which really reminds me of a prophetic verse, Psalm 122, 6, concerning prophetic Jerusalem, that she is a city built closely compacted together, meaning Jerusalem, earthly Jerusalem, and the heavenly Jerusalem, as we approach and near the return of the Lord, there is a coming together of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth move toward each other, more closely compacted together, so that Jerusalem above, Jerusalem below began to merge. We're seeing that happen now in a spiritual sense, not in the natural at all. I'm talking spiritually. So during this time, for me personally, there's a tangible sense of the prophetic, of the eternal. It's always there, but during this time, you sense the power of God's delivering hand, His heart to deliver people that are oppressed in any way, as was the case with the Jewish people when they were in bondage in Egypt. So that's the setting for our message today. And concerning God's plan for Israel and the Jewish people, first of all, that plan is eternal. And it's eternal now. It always has been eternal, and it always will be. My name is Shirley Weaver. This podcast is Running with Horses. As I said, I'm really glad you're here. We're building on something I believe that God is giving with the release of His revival in many places, campuses, and other places as well. We're building in this season where there is much attention being brought to the presence of God in a manifested way. And of course, that is the whole purpose for this podcast, Running with Horses, that there is a supernatural endowment from Almighty God into the life of the individual who knows Him personally through the born-again experience. And I always have to say, because this is so true, really, even in the lives of those who don't even know Him yet, God is moving in ways that they don't even recognize, but moving them toward a place of encounter with Him, so that there is an eternal plan in place to deliver every person, because we are His creation, deliver each person from darkness to light, from being lost to being eternally in His presence, and all that goes with that. And today we just want to touch here, Joel chapter 3, verse 2. I love this passage. It's so powerful. Listen, "I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land." So Joel is referencing here the plan of God to deal with anyone, any person, any nation that harms in any way or scatters the people of Israel. And the focus of this verse especially is the land of Israel. And if you know anything about current events, you realize this is always on the table when nations gather to decide what power play they will exact from the peoples of the earth next. It's not a chess game, but to see it unfold, you would think that some leaders believe that it is a game that they are able to monopolize. That is not the case. That is not the case at all. You know, to be able to understand God's plan, we realize that just comes into the heart. When you realize what God's plan for your life and His eternal plan for His people, including the Jew, when you realize eternal things, you've got a supernatural part of God's wisdom flowing in your heart. And so it's the matters that we pray about, we seek the Lord about, because we need His divine wisdom. And what happens with the coming of that wisdom? If you have the wisdom of God, if you are a shallow thinker, you become capable of greatness in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That is the power of God's wisdom. So understanding His plan, seeing His heart in any situation is vital. It's vital to operate in the earth as we know it today. For Israel and all those who choose the Lord's side, the Lord literally goes ahead of you. And He is also behind you. The expression in the Bible, rear guard. the Spirit of God goes ahead of you. And his presence, his glory is also behind you. So you here again, it's like a compacting together. He is in front of you. He is behind you, obviously on each side of you, to the left and to the right, so that you are closed in with the Lord, as it were. Don't know if you can see that. I want you to have this word today. God's eternal plan for you, which he punctuates with the celebration of resurrection morning, is to ultimately deliver you into his eternal kingdom, his eternal presence with him. But listen, right this minute, this very second, you are in the Lord's presence. His Spirit is going ahead of you. His presence is behind you, giving you protection, as it were, from behind, things that you cannot see because they're behind you, and on each side. This is God's eternal equipping for his people. It's the greatest place to be. It's his promise to you. Not something you work for, but because of his love that which has been shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Spirit. It's the love of God. He loves you that much. Again, let this word pour over you now. This is now. This is right this minute. The presence of God ahead of you, behind you, and all around you. And anything that opposes his plan for you, anything that oppresses or harms you in any way, that's the thing that the Lord singles out for destruction. He is working in your behalf, behind the scenes, in ways you never thought possible. I bless you today. God loves you. This is a fabulous time of the year and an amazing time to be alive.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.